but they better off banging themselves.
Blog Talk Radio.
If I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money, I don't know. Still I can't let my guard down for nothing but the money, I don't know. Oh.
Drop it up, had a paper chop, 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 chop it up, had a paper chop.
chop, yeah, chop it up. How that paper chop, 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 chop it up. How that paper chop, nigga, how that paper chop. My paper chop,
they asked to see my records. This is heavy, bud.
I don't know where you get your information, son, but I don't like it.
Michael Douglas.
Why do you need to wreck this company? Because it's wreckable, all right?
Charlie Sheen.
When does it all end, huh? How many yachts can you water ski behind? How much is enough?
Daryl Hannah.
You may find out one day that when you've had money and lost it, it's much worse than never having had it at all.
Martin Sheen.
What I see is a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son has become more successful than he has.
What you see is a guy who never measured a man's success by the size of his
what?
An Oliver Stone film. Wall Street.
Yo, what's going on, man? Of course, you know who it is. It's the radio boy, C-Troop.
Kevin Lawrence, we here, man. Oh, man. Hard day, job.
I know, man. Long day, man. I've been trying to move these derivatives all day long, man.
I've been stealing people's 401ks all day. Man.
I did a good day, man. The numbers is looking good on these junk bonds, man.
Yeah, for us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
For us.
But you know what, man? Let's get the crew. Let's get the people from the office, man. Let's go down to a spot and get some drinks, you know, see some chicks and, you know, relax a little bit.
But where do you want to go?
I don't know, somewhere that's just different.
Different? I got a spot over there by Wall Street.
Oh, you know what? I've heard about that spot. That's like downtown by the financial district, right?
Yes, but listen. Only the insiders get in. Only the insiders.
Okay, so we're good, right? We don't need a password or nothing, right?
No. All of us, we're good. Even you listening, we're all good. Just relax. Relax.
Shogun, let's go. We're going to Wall Street.
So good. Radio Boy, Street Truth Kevlar Thermal Sound Wave.
So bad, so bad, so bad.
Better ride with me. We taking you on a ride to Wall Street. Ride with me. Better get your mind right. Hey, we taking y'all a ride on Wall Street for a second, man. Just vibe with me.
Radio Boy. These two kept large thermal sound waves.
So
much. My baby, she don't talk to you. She ain't got much to say.
Yeah.
Mind right. Yo, real talk. This is where they do to that radio. Where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame. The national artists that are changing the game. The number is 347-934-0318. All you gotta do is press one on the dial. Yo, real talk, yo, today is the day. Yo, it's Monday. Real talk, we're back on the grime, on the dime. You know what you gotta do, you gotta definitely get in.
Actually, it's Friday.
Check it out. For sure, it's Friday. We gonna get it right. Radio, you get an opportunity to definitely check out some of the hardest working artists that's definitely in the game today. Yo, shouts out to all the artists that have been riding with us. Yo, 2012, we're back in the building, baby. Back and blacker than ever. Real talk, catch all the exclusive interviews, catch all the hot news about what's going on across the globe, worldwide. 22 million listeners live. Yo, over 25 radio stations, everything from hip hop, reggae, jazz, you name it, we got it on WGDTA Radio, where this is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely checking you on the ride on the wild side. Shout out to my girl, Bean Sweeney, B-Dub, you know what I'm saying, the whole crew holding it down, or where they do to that radio. Remember, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And where you're doing it at, you're doing it right here, all year. WGDTA Radio, definitely in the building, man. You know what you gotta do. Holla at your boy.
Director of Platoon, Wall Street.
The stock is plummeting. When it hits 18, buy it all.
Something big is going down. I want to know where he goes and what he sees. I want you, pal, to fill out the missing picture.
Mr. Gecko, that's not exactly what I do.
Well, you can trade your honor.
I can lose my license. That's inside information.
For power.
If you're not inside, you are outside.
I know what this guy's all about. Greed.
There is no nobility in poverty anymore, Dad.
Greed is good. Greed works.
What makes you tick, Bud?
The fear of being poor. That's all gonna change. So I'm catching the express.
All right, Mr. Gecko. You got me.
Trade your peace of mind.
What's in it for moi?
More money than you ever dreamed of.
Just the beginning, pal.
If any trouble does arise, you are on your own. The trail does stop with you.
For a piece of the action.
The richest 1% of this country owns half our country's wealth, $5 trillion.
All it takes is a little inside information.
I don't care where or how you get it.
I think you owe me.
And you can trade everything you believe in.
You're using your kid. You're too blind to see it.
For everything you've ever wanted.
I got a strange call from the FCC. They asked to see my records. This is heavy, bud.
I don't know where you get your information, son, but I don't like it.
Michael Douglas.
Why do you need to wreck this company?
Because it's wreckable, all right?
Charlie Sheen.
When does it all end, huh? How many yachts can you water ski behind? How much is enough?
Daryl Hannah.
You may find out one day that when you've had money and lost it, much worse than never having had it at all.
Martin Sheen.
What I see is a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son's become more successful than he has.
What you see is a guy who never measured a man's success by the size of his...
What?
An Oliver Stone film, Wall Street.
Up, look corporate, hey. Looking at these offers, hey. Came from less fortunate, oh, no. Fortune 500, slow, so astonishing, blue, hot, scorching it, it may be on the beach, tell the mothers beat it off,
bye-bye,
cars back to back, man, yeah. You gon' make me laugh, man, yeah.
Why so serious?
Joker, no Batman, studio inspires me, rolling to my tires, bleed, they got 20 IRAs, there still ain't no retirement, part in my environment, I had to work for it, no Space Jam, these here the Martian type George. In the clip, but the chamber gets bored. It has child services for your ass, you can't ignore it. You should pay me in advance, you should pay me for my stance. If you ask me, take a look, you gon' pay me for a grand. Yeah, I'm superstitious, but I just made a couple grand. I keep scratching in my palms like I got scabies on my hands. I'm army for C, you an old neighbor type of man. So the truth is, you will never make it where I am. So I take your girl out, she leave the baby where the man. She leave out the next morning, eggs and bacon in the pan. Competition. Really, I don't give a damn. Dick gets lonely at the time, and they remind me who I am. Hats off to the man. Shake hands with the third. Have a ball with the kids. It's so playful with words. See 16 stars. Sleep with 16 bras. Go to 16 clubs and hit 16 bars. Then it's to the studio to spit 16 bars. It's illegal to be this fly. I broke 16 laws. And your raps go nowhere. Y'all are so lordering. And I'm on the edge. You can call it embroidery. Heard about how I smoked the track. Now they import me. Words had a breakup. I'm importing. Losing is the worst thing. Always in the first string. In the flow I have acquired to make every church sing. Mama had a baby, but the studio birthed me. Daddy hit record and left that bitch while I was nursing. I'm gentle like the breeze in that direction. I smoke. Wreck the car, I take it back. Like I'm correcting my quotes. My credit score, and that's my TV. I say no lie, they both 720 feet. Within 80 and I bring these bitches home like 10 RBI. Ate the beat and left the starving artist 10 RBI. You were born, I'm excited him. My whole team gon' fight for him. This my call of duty, there's no ammo for the knife in him. Haters compliment me, everybody sees the likes of him. No one is deciphering him. Show me someone nicer than Lee.
Mission of Legend, Rise of the Legend Mixtape.
On the wall, kiss me in the club, posted on the wall, moving like this,
shit, chess, not checkers,
So sad we find ourselves at the turn of life. Hustlers getting knocked off can make you think twice. I see my youngin' fall off, had the air out his crib. Try to tell him this is a jam, they be pulling that shit. But all in all, it's sort of like we had predicted it, kid. Bad bitches will reminisce about the shit that you did. All in if you would've cared about those niggas we slid. To tell the truth, we could've shared all the luxury, kid. But I know things change, niggas losing their head. That's the reason I'm standing here, I gotta loosen your wig. Since you don't understand the biz, we call the contract quick. But what's the worst way to go for such bullshit? So please, sit up straight. You was never no chump, but when you catch one of your melon niggas, fall to a slump. This is what happens when the ties and the family dies. Kiss of death, little nigga, time to say your goodbye.
That's how you came around my way, me, my thieves in the night. First you try to jump shit by yelling that dumb shit. Screaming how you might shoot, made me prepare a clip. Now look, all in all you act as good as a flick. But the role you play in life can get you fucked up quick. It's sick, these little niggas try to roll so quick. Get addicted to dealing cars, so I pulled your shit. I'm so ashamed to hear him bite the flow, yeah that's it. Crying my flow from last song, you can't have that bitch. And don't expect to dodge the taste of a cold ass dick. 10 minutes kicks, I'll be sure they get this mother some fish. This can't be life, you niggas just be begging for death. I be the one to apply a pressure, leave you slump on a step. I said breathe, motherfucker, you can't die like that. I'm trying to do a blunt, get right back. So what you call a dead man who don't know that yet? It be the same niggas smiling, sticking knives in your back. And I'm a boss, I just happen to rap. When little niggas start to yap, I tell them part of my back.
This year time company, they must sniper, Lord. This year time company, they must sniper. We now follow them. This year time company, they must sniper. Then beggy, beggy, licky, licky. This year time company, they must sniper.
AJ Brown, the preacher man. Remember, this is where they do that at radio. For real. That's my man AJ Brown. You know what it is. Yo, we in Reggae 141 is just building, man. Real talk, we're getting ready to go to request lines in just a second, so just ride with us and vibe with us. Check it out. It's my man Frankie Paul, Inferior Complex. Check it out on Where They Do That Radio. Right quick. We're finna see what's up. We're finna see what's at. We're finna see what you're doing it at.
Sing the song.
Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTD Radio. Who we got checking in?
What's going on, J-Dog? It's your boy Lee.
Hey, man, holding it down. What's good with you, man?
Man, chilling out on this Friday. Actually, I'm not chilling at all because I'm getting ready to get to work, man. I got a lot thrown on my plate in a short amount of time, so I'm getting ready to do my homework.
True that, true that, true that, man. Hey, that's what it's about, man. Hey, you got to definitely get in where you fit in, man. How you enjoying the ride on the wild side so far?
I like it, man. It's laid back. This is a nice segment, man. I'm actually working on more songs so I can send in and really, you know, just you know, man, I'm speechless actually right now. Like, it's a nice vibe, you know, with the reggae. I always like reggae music and appreciate the mood that it puts you in. So, like I said, I'm trying to work on some more songs so I can send them in and hopefully I can compliment the mood.
True that, true that. Hey, that's what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you've been noticing a lot of different changes popping off with the web. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on out there in the industry, man. You know what I'm saying? Words of encouragement for anybody out there that's definitely trying to get it in and get it right. Definitely stay in this thing, man. What you want to let them know?
This is the place to be. From anywhere to entertainment to education, it's definitely something that you need to pay attention to. Any upcoming artists, you know, keep doing what you're doing and stay headstrong in it. Don't let anybody tell you anything other than what you want to do. Definitely don't sell out and, you know, network with the right people.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Networking is definitely where it's at, man. You know, a lot of different things are definitely popping off. A lot of stuff is definitely getting ready to go in a whole other direction, man. So all we want to do is let everybody know you definitely got to get in where you fit in and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Definitely that, man. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to definitely keep it true. We're going to keep it real. We're going to, you know, definitely hit the vibe and let it keep doing what it do, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all know what it is, number 347-934-0318. Yo, you already know it. I'm going to take another call right quick, see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller, last particular number is 3099. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Yo, who we got checking in, man?
Yeah, my name's Nicholas. What's going on, boss?
Hey, holding it down. What's good with you, man?
Same thing, you know what I mean? Just keeping it positive, loving life, feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Just doing the things that I need to do to get me to the next level, you know what I'm talking about?
I hear you. That's what's up. That's what's happening. How you enjoying the ride on the wild side so far?
Man, the ride is a wonderful ride. You know, that's what life is all about. Sometimes it's ups and downs, turns around, but as long as you stay truthful, yourself, you believe in your vision, you keep your vision in front of you, the place that you're going to be following is always going to be right there, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
I want to take the time to, you know what I mean, just use this little opportunity I have to talk to the youth and empower the young kids to move forward and to continue to believe in themselves. You know, this is a brand new year, 2012. This is the decade, it's going to be the greatest decade of the world, of the century, you know, and it's about using this golden moment to empower the next man, to lift up the next man, telling the same story so he can lift the next person up and we can keep the chain going forever and ever, you know?
That's what's up. That's what it's about, man. That's definitely
what it is.
You know, with all these different things they got going on the net, you know, with them regulating, you know, the media, the entertainment industry, the way they're doing, man, yo, it's definitely strength in numbers, and it's definitely strength and definitely, you know, giving a venue where the youth can definitely be heard as well as seen, man. So, yo, definitely, man, and every opportunity, that's what it's about.
Right, definitely, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is what's up, but yo, but tell the folks where you're calling from, man.
I'm calling from New York City, man. From New York City to the world.
True that.
Through the power of the internet, you know, we able to connect worldwide, you know, and this is about connecting the dots and just applying something that's needed. You know, we need to uplift the people. We need to uplift our youth. You know what I mean? It's all about the young kids. We were once young, and I'm happy to say that I had people that was older than me that was able to school me to the game and give me knowledge so that I could come up, pass that information on to the people that's for the next generation. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time coming, man. We had a lot of people that died in the struggle, and we can't allow it to be in vain. You know, we have to make sure that everything we're doing is gonna bring us all together and continue to be positive and spread the love. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's about. That's definitely what it's about, man. But yo, man, appreciate you definitely sharing the words of wisdom and definitely encouraging the youth, man. Because real talk, this is what it's about. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, this is Where They Do That At Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. We're getting ready to take it to another level, man. So just ride with us and vibe with us.
Right. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, that's what's up. Real talk. Y'all already know what it is, man. Yo, like I told you before, man, hey, this is what it's about, man. Laid back Fridays, but you know what I'm saying? We definitely get ready to turn it up and take it to a whole nother level. A lot of artists, a lot of folks is definitely out there, definitely riding and vibing with us, man. So you already know what you got to do, man. Yo, just hold it in the road.
When I die, I probably leave behind a crystal score. Child support payments, waving fingers at a judicial law. Signed to see my birth through a crystal ball. Either gave the scripture to my earth brawl. To hell with a funeral, my hearse star. Paul Barron split my casket, I moon y'all. My eclipse, you hoping it soon fall. Mind control defines the aviation law. The heat of my wrath will make radiation crawl. Go through space suits, metal plates and all. Record companies, you've been summoned for a death wish. Idol worshiper, surrender necklace. We're cornered in with the blurry hands. Left leg rolled up, Miyagi stance. My kickback straight. Of army ants, blood spills on the Tommy Hill glance. From on the railing on your last dance for war. To fight over the last sheet, speak the same way you eat beef. Top of the food chain, 3-6 can catch the boomerang. Fill a backdrop of propane.
One step closer to the answer. One step closer to seeing the all being supreme. Cream. Cash million.
Sick shit year after year. When vaccines never appear, my mouth polluted. 64-bit reality shit. Tripping over bones in my gravel pit. Most remains of cats I used to smoke trees with. Snakes in my garden seem to rest there. Under the soil, there's no fresh air. Moisture, no more rockin' oysters. Use an idol worshiper. I charm cats like a thief deluxe. Hold mics with the degrees of lust. Pull your rubbers up, temperatures, gonorrhea, and pus. Who won't fuck? I plan to see the lady luck. Excuse me, my mic time. Have no time for child play. X-File, man, before mics, you take the better half of foul play. Good deeds about a mile away. Bomb so much as an infant, my mom slept a tornado position. Snatched a good china right off the kitchen. Left thigh for my honorable mention. Took shelter with the highest ambitions. My arrival's like Jesus, a Christian. Isaiah to the Pistons. Moses to the commandments. Roll with a sight for bandits. To leave your head damaged. What?
In Chicago, cats, we be the most serious. Cause we crunk, drunk, yeah, we brought beer with us. Got all your new school pussy cats fearing us. And all the chicks that get pussy from feeling nuts. Get so effective when I'm in them guts. She talks a salad, I guess it sucks like a colonic. Little kids fill us more than Wallace and Gromit. So your bitch, I got a sticky grip. They call me nigga, but I'm a ninja. He's a man that battle cats like Krinta, the great pretender. But don't deliver it since my occupation. Travel like and I stay inoculated. To protect me from the virus. From behind, I'm like Primus and a beaver. I just blow my load like my sinus. She's choking on my words and needs a Heimlich. I'm certified in CPR. Ghetto cat, cheap ass car. Take on E. I got a lease, that's why. But it's on to the next spot. Next stop, shot down. Hold me down, nigga.
This is
how we do it, get down. Minus Montel Jordan, sporting frowns, important crime. Important nouns, relevant verbs, significant words. Become shots heard around the world when I blur these blogs and blurs. To the hogs, it's nerds. So the G's, it's threes. So every super intelligent nigga will that ever sprinted the street. I run the sound from underground, and there was no need to dumb it down. This is how we do it, with sounds. Bumping pow, loud, while I'm flubbing round, loud. Wet sounds on a plot, I touch the sky and touch the ground. I wanna hit the trip club with my cutties getting bent back. But I'm trying to rent that, so I dip in the whipping track. I'm a lot of patriot and the Creole atheist. On top of breaks, we twist, knowing we gon' make these hits.
Come on,
Anacron, I'm all alone in your town. Move this is how we do it, get down.
A-I-C-A-G to the O, let's go. You in trouble now, let's go. You in trouble now, let's go.
Doughboy, Chicago West, that a rap wise, cream of the crop. I won't stop till my team at the top. It won't end till they take me and make me an urban legend. Bumping Prince, sipping bourbon, straight blowing that purple essence. When I'm feeling blue, it usually means my high's gone. At an all time low, though the right word is blown. To the flicker on the mic post, them a nigga chances are slim. So Charlie Champ for the champion's chin. And I'ma swing with the force of the high legs of a horse that's most responsible for the torque, revving the Porsche. I'm the source of the limelight. Load the magazine on the belt, my brain got a shine, grind for them 5 mics. Looking for a stain like a chick with stomach pains. All purpose, black hoodie, snow, sleet, sun, and rain. Father, look at what I became, seeking the gain. And like Korean store registers, I would never change. Unless I make a purchase like a fan of Ricky Manning, surfing the city surface. As I bump surface, jamming like a jar smuggler. You can't touch us, no love for us. Let my dick bust up in your mouth like gushes, motherfuckers.
Listen up, this is not a game. I was raised in the gutter, we are not the same. But what I brag about, lots of cane. When it's so much deeper, you niggas deep sleepers. I got heat cuz my name got a buzz, and I'm killing all the bees. Firefly 16s, and I'm killing all the trees. A natural disaster, my mind thinks faster. It's not a problem to lock and load. I see you worth the men, niggas, at the end of the road. Meantime, I'm headed to the top, elevated lyrics make investigators stop. Cause street eyes got a focus time, watch quicksand flow. Like a Latin on a carpet, it won't be no shit if niggas don't star shit. Trash can niggas need to go wipe a garbage.
G-A-I-C-A-G to the O, let's go. You in trouble now, let's go. You in trouble now, let's go.
If you don't know, man, can't flow, man. Nigga cocky, make sloppy. My guns, they cocky. Why these bitch niggas watching?
My back's looking for warm, hope I can carry all the shit. God, put on my back, I can hear him call.
Nigga, don't treat me rudely. Try to play it to do me. If you don't want this real nigga to act uncoolly, that mean real aggressive. Till you get the message. Him in church with the reverend. With a quiet selection.
My back's looking for warm, hope I can carry all the shit. God, put on my back, I can hear him call.
This street is so thin. You laid up in the clinic with a nurse and penis. They think that you are finished. I welcome the critic. I can't wait till they hear this. The hood gotta love it, otherwise I ain't with it. My flow is so rigid. You the size of a midget. And my presence, I'm the nigga with the black socks finished.
I came to the door to game off the surface. If you want real, just look below the surface. You ain't shit because you rhyme with a Kanye. I fuck your show up with a road trip in Bombay. Watch your ego evaporate when the handshakes ain't coming your way. And your dick right and say, you rock everybody else with as you want to. Put me after you, the crowd going all satisfied. They don't want to hear my CD scratch or you try. Chat that you have 50 minutes and you die. This girl even bored, dude. If you're long walk out the club when you're done, dude. You're saying rude, I'm saying plain honest. Would have been cool if you was acting like a goddess. Call audacity. If you ever want to witness the opposite, I promise. Let's recap that shit. Let's go. C-A-I-C-A-G to the O. Let's go. You win.
One world mind, one global government. We're all going to be like little adjuncts, little fingers of this beast. And little cells of this beast. We're just going to be, as they used to say, cogs in a machine, you know, and it's becoming increasingly that way. But a lot of us are considered worthless eaters. And so there's been a number of written agendas. You know, Henry Kissinger had one, but there's many others. where they have outlined on paper and sometimes publicly came out with these things, where they want to get rid of a large share of us, genocide.
So death is at the heart of their agenda.
Boy, that's true. And you can look at it from several different directions. You can say, well, these people, the evil that they're doing would require them to justify their actions by being Satanist, or you could look at it the other way and say, because they're Satanist, they have these agendas. But either way you want to look at it, their Gnostic philosophy that is...
Yeah, they don't see themselves as Satanists. They think Lucifer's God. They think it's very beautiful.
Yes, they have a lot of high-level rituals and very sophisticated rituals that go back to antiquity. They still carry out some of the same rituals that were done in ancient Egypt by the pharaohs, rituals that go back to ancient Babylon.
Now, I bet you niggas do think y'all white. College don't mean shit. Y'all niggas, and you gon' be niggas forever, just like us. Nigga.
They say we NIGGER. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we NIGGER. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the end. We trust no black leaders. Use the stove to heat us, powdered eggs and government cheeses. The calendars with Martin, JFK, and Jesus. Gotta be fresh to go to school with fly sneakers. Schools with outdated books, we are the forgotten. Summer's cooling off by the fire hydrant. Yeah, I'm from the ghetto, with old black women talking about their sugar level. It's not unusual to see photos of dead homies' funerals. Aluminum foil on TV antennas. Little TV sit on top the big TV eating TV dinners. Girls dyed their hair with Kool-Aid. They gave us lemons, we made lemonade. But this nigga's paid, ancestry of slaves. Descendant of kings is necessary, yeah. Bling, put rims on everything, wear Tims on every scene. They say we NIGGER, we are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we NIGGER, we are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master, nigga? No, I'm gangster, gotta eat rappers. My abbreviation was young when I caught the cases. That should mean the court could see my changes. Take off the bracelets, Savage went broke. Smoke sour diesel, need no Bowflex. My chest still cut up like a bag of dope. Thought patterns consist of boss matters. Spit Moses lost commandments like a gross sandwich out my mouth. Toast to government cameras peeping us every week. I must have my cars, homes, and phones sweep for bugs. But this is what I was dreaming of. Between cutting hard coke with new razors slicing my fingers up. They used to string us up. We wanted everything. But the one bringing us cake be the snakes like the New Jack City wedding scene. No time for mistake, trying to get it like Medellin. They say we NIGGER. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we NIGGER. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer.
Yep.
People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in a sacrificial position. They been know I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie half sister father acting for change. Yup, I get a cash up. This paper don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more. So now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day the streets torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me. You always know where to find me. They say the close ones are hurt you. So let's keep a small circle on the road to riches and diamond rings. In the land of the blind, a man with one eye is the king. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges.
Every day I'm hustling. Double MG winning and the streets is loving it. All this paper coming and my baby touching it. I pin it to the wall, you know this boy be busting it. Fur coats in the winter look like a polar bear. Stunning in the snow, these haters, they can go somewhere. Indoor pool, outdoor pool, indoor court, sucking Ray J moves. Seven Rolls Royces, pink slips like a boss. Champagne on the body, time to lick it off. Me and baby girl a winning combination. Ownership is my conversation. I'm a boss. What you saying, baby?
This is where they do to that radio. You know what it is. The number 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial if you're there. Real talk, you know what it is. Ride with it. Vibe with it. Living the chicks here, real talk. Yo, one of them chap town niggas holding it down, doing what they do. This is where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Get your mind right.
Here, let me make that clip. Where I live,
Where I live, I live in a chick ear. Where I live in a chick ear. It's pimping here, let me make that clear. Where I live in a chick ear. Where I live in a chick ear. Where I live in a chick ear. Don't talk much, so when I do, it's my business. All you gotta do is show me that you win. If you got get up and go, you can join the team. You in the presence of a king, no need to kiss the ring. See, I control the honey and manage all the money. You better not go all the way for less than a hundred. Baby girl, you need some guidance in your life. Good thing I comb hair, I can get you back right. Swag of a Mac, you can tell by the strut. It's something about my combo that drive a chick nuts. Make her wanna copy me, shout with me and keep me company. Blame it on Big Bruh, yeah, pimping in the family tree. Never been a lame and done had my plate broke too. It's a part of the game, things you have to go through. Lose one, gain two, give three away. I live in a chick here, is all I gotta say. It's sitting here, let me make that clip. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick ear. Where I live in a chick ear. It's pimping here, let me make that clear. Where I live in a chick ear. Where I live in a chick ear. Where I live in a chick ear.
You on the lead, go on and lead. You a problem and a bill that a nigga don't need. Ain't no we, bitch, you don't belong to me. You be crying on the phone like it's only me. You wanna get paid. I'm trying to bone for free. I'm a pimp, you ain't gonna hear no love songs from me. Don't suck a dick, bitch. Bring the bones to me. Pimping in your ear on the phone with me. If you don't handcuff your bitch, she coming home with me. Pimping ain't dead if y'all niggas could only see. Pussy is dope, they both on the street. Middleman getting paid when they both meet. Put her on the track, make her work those feet. Stay in her ear, bring it home to me. Checking hoes and tricky tricks is home to me. Pimping on wax is more than a song to me.
It's pimping here, let me make that clip. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick here. It's pimping here, let me make that clip. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick here. Where I live in a chick here.
Yo, you know what it is. It's your mind right.
Welcome to the FTA show. The FTA radio show has been called the truth about FTA satellite. If there was one thing missing from FTA satellite, it was this show. Brought to you by the DMS International line of FTA satellite products.
Thank you.
now, your host, Richard Buckner.
Welcome to the FTA show. This week, we're going to be doing a lot more talking about KUNC band. And in fact, got a big surprise for you about KU band. There's a whole new mux of channels up there on one of the satellites up on KU, and it's in MPEG 2. Don't even have to have an MPEG 4 receiver. That'll be coming along in Bill's segment up on KU. Of course, we brought Tom back on C band. We're talking about him. And we're also having our regulars up here, the gang over there in England with Bagel Tech News, also our amateur radio report, and all the other news, as well as the political ones. Today, we'll see what happens there with Obama. Looks like there's a court down there in Atlanta, Georgia, that has requested the presence of the president and wants to see his birth certificate. So we'll see how that goes also. I don't know if any of you watched the State of the Union address. You might pick up a few tidbits of information there. Maybe you didn't. Who knows? Everything is looking real well up on streaming video. We do have some more information about streaming video and some tips on where to find your network channels up on streaming video as well. ABC, NBC, CBS, Sci-Fi Channel. Right now is probably one of the best times that you can get all types of television without having to pay for it and do it legally. There's the key word, legally. FTA, OTA, and streaming video. You can use your FTA receiver now to get all types of a lot of the older shows and some of the newer shows. Of course, your OTA, you get your local channels and your news and your local sport and streaming video, everything in between. So, you know, if you really want to start saving you some money here in 2012, you might want to seriously consider start looking into the triple threat, FTA, OTA, and streaming video. With that, on with the show. Once again, thank you very much for listening. We are starting our fifth year here, and everything's doing great. So, for the FTA show, this is your host, Richard Buckner, and on with the show. Okay, today we're going to start out with something just a little bit different than what we normally do here on the show. We're going to talk about something that you know is dear to my heart, and that's veterans. You know, I'm being a Marine Corps veteran. Anytime there's a project, and that's funny because it's called the Veterans Project, comes up, I like to support it. We've got a gentleman here that's a good friend of mine and my pastor of my church by the name of Randy Davis. And Randy started last year a project called the Veterans Christmas Project. And I'm going to let Randy talk about it. How are you doing, Randy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks.
No problem. When did the last year, 2011, when did the Christmas Project start and how did it start?
Rick, it began when I took a local friend to the VA hospital in Marion, Indiana. And at that time, the doctors informed him that he had Lou Gehrig's disease, also known as ALS.
Mm-hmm.
And when I arrived there at the hospital with him, there were 15 or 20 gentlemen outside that just got my attention in a hurry. They just seemed to be going through their own styles and forms of stress and struggle. And my heart just went out to them. And from that point, I moved forward. After that appointment with my friend, I returned back to the VA hospital there in Marion about a week later, just to see for sure if I had seen what I had seen and felt what I had felt. And on that second visit there, I was reminded that I was right on with that. Granted, that's not everybody there, but they are the ones that got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through that time then that I was finally able to connect with the chaplain. And he led me to voluntary services. I told them that I asked them, what is there I can do to help reach out to these guys and the few gals that were there? And they gave me a list of items they would receive on a donation basis. Among those items were a number of places that offer gift cards. And I just was drawn to the idea of the McDonald's gift cards. I thought, wow, they're accessible. Mm-hmm. I thought, number two, who wouldn't like a meal at McDonald's? We all eat there.
Right.
Number three, the cards were going to be very easy to handle for people to get them to me. And at $5 a card, and that is what we ask for, that didn't seem out of range for most of us. And you can buy any multiple of them you might have chosen to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was on the way home that particular day that it kind of all came together in my head and heart. And I just decided within the next 2 weeks to get this project going and thought, you know, we can shoot for 150 cards here.
I remember in church when you started talking about this. It got hilarious. It got hilarious, yes. Okay.
We did. It got out of hand in the best of ways.
Oh, man, did it.
Said. So, anyhow, I just kind of put up a challenge to see if there would be any involvement. I started that on Facebook. And needless to say, people got behind it in a hurry, supporting it, sending cards, some sent money or checks, and we turned those into cards. Whenever we'd see a $5 bill or a $20 check, we'd divide that by five. And, you know, we knew how many cards that was. So that's pretty much the way it was birthed and the way it got started.
And then I remember you give an update at church every week. And you started saying, okay, if I hit this level, I'm going to do this. And if I hit this level, I'm going to do this. And I think this coming week, you're going to be preaching there in your army uniform.
That is correct.
Which is nice, considering some people can still wear their uniforms.
I've never said that I can butt that. Okay.
The one thing you did do was I was at church with the wife there, and Randy come up. And I knew when Randy walks up to you and he's smiling, everything he's going to tell you is going to be good, but you just feel like you was in a shark tank. And he said, what are you doing next Sunday? And I went, oh, man. let's put it this way, folks. You know I'm a big guy. And Randy convinced me to being an elf. I was an elf with him, and the wife made the elf shoes and everything. But you know what? I had a blast there, and I had a lot of fun. It was really, really nice. And the thing go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go on.
It's all because of the project, and the project, as far as I'm concerned, is a very worthwhile one. I've been over there to the VA. I go over there twice a month for a class called the MOVE program. It's for people that have diabetes and health issues, and I see on a daily on a basis over there. Every time I go over there, people. A lot of times, I don't know their names, and I really feel bad about it, kind of, because I see the same people. And you think, you know, this would be a horrible way to exist, not having any friends, not having any people, just sitting out there alone. And so, it's not just cards that Randy's giving people. It's fellowship. It's friendship. It's giving them the opportunity to know that somebody cares. I especially like the one thing you put up there on Facebook, Randy, where you went up to the one gentleman at a convenience store and you gave him a card.
Yeah.
And then bang, 30 minutes, the guy's putting his heart out to you about things?
Absolutely. He was a Vietnam veteran, had a hat on, and it said Viet Vet.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if that was true. He said it was. He told me exactly where he had served.
Mm-hmm.
And we stood out in the cold and the damp for about 30 to 45 minutes, and he just spilled himself in a very appropriate way. And that was just real confirmation for all of this. I'll tell you, Rick, first time I went there to the hospital, I've labeled it as if I'd been dropped in a field hospital for the forgotten and abandoned.
Yeah. That's no reflection on the VA.
Absolutely.
It's no reflection on the VA. You've got some people there that, I mean, a lot of these people have basically lost hope.
Absolutely.
And it's terrible.
Yes, I'm thrilled the VA is there for them.
Oh, I am too.
Without it, where would these folks be? So, as you said, it is certainly no negative reflection. It's actually a positive reflection.
Well, now,
because they are there.
You went from 150 cards to how many now? For last.
Okay. Give me the drum roll. Yeah, that original goal was 150. We bumped it to 300, 500, then 1,000, and ended up with over 2,000 cards. Last count was 2,050 for the year of 2011.
Well, so then Randy decides, okay, he's going to do it again. And this time, you know, he's got a little bit of a track record there behind him now. He brings it up on Facebook, even more so. And Randy has the uncanny ability to suck you right into a good cause. And that's a good thing. And he asked some people up there, and a lot of people answered the call. And it's great. It's great. And I'm hoping this year, I'm making a prediction. I just got off the phone with Brant. Remember Brant?
Yes, sir.
I just got off the phone with Brant. And I told Brant, I said, you know, I remember saying in church when he was about at 500, I said, you're going to hit 2,000. And I'm going to make a prediction. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm saying 5,000 cards. I know that sounds high. I'm saying 5,000.
That's our goal. Our goal comes from the scripture in John 6, verses 1 to 13, where it talks about Jesus speaking to the multitudes on the side of the hill, and this little guy's got some fish and some bread, and he doesn't know how they're going to feed everybody.
Well, that's right.
Jesus gets a hold of that fish and bread, gives it out to the people. The scripture says about 5,000 of them.
About 5,000.
Our goal is about 5,000 of them. And you know what? That could be 4,500 or it could be 6,500. That's still about 5,000.
And you know, the thing about it is, once again, people, it's not the card. The card is just a way for you, is a doorway to get over there and to talk to the person.
Well, I'll tell you, the way we look at it, each card equals a meal. Each meal equals a thank you to numerous veterans who have never been given a thank you. Each card that equals a meal also equals a way of saying you are remembered. You've not been forgotten. And Rick, along with a lot of these cards, we've received stories of loved ones who were POWs, MIAs, killed in action. We've received stories of those who have served in peacetime, those who have served stateside, from every one of the branches of the military.
They just want to let people know their story. That's all they want.
That's it.
That's it. They just want it. They don't want to, you know, you spend, you know, how many years? I spent over 20 years. There's some people that spent 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years. It doesn't really matter the duration. The thing about it is you spend that time in there, and then you get out, and it's like nobody remembers it. Nobody knows about it. You just want to get your story out.
That's exactly it.
And I'm looking forward to the fact that maybe this year when you go out there, I'd love to go over there with you and sit down and talk to some of these guys.
Oh, we did, the two of us who went, and we heard stories of homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
We heard stories that would just, man, they would break your heart.
Oh, yeah.
I myself am a veteran, as you said earlier, of the Army back during the Vietnam era, but I served in Frankfurt, Germany.
From its current location.
Most receivers will have an option that will allow you to manually move the dish east and west. Remember to make sure you're looking for a signal on a live transponder and to stop as soon as you see that signal. Once you've acquired a signal, you need to make sure you're fine-tuning the dish by moving it east and west just a little bit at a time until a maximum is achieved. After that, store the position into your receiver and scan in the available channels. Because you've already stored the satellite positions in your receiver, moving this satellite dish is as easy as changing channels up or down. Once all these initial adjustments are made correctly, your motorized KU system should give you years of flawless performance.
For INET's Tech Report, this is Christopher reporting.
I keep hearing lots of people say that television nowadays blows. There's bland writing, immature ideas, and poor choice of language. While there are a few good shows, such as The Simpsons, one network stands out as showing some of the more trustworthy programs. And that network is Retro Television Network, RTV. It airs such classics from the mid to late 20th century as Dragnet, Magnum P.I., Peter Gunn, I Spy, and even The A-Team. You can find the network programming and your local channels at MyRetroTV.com. If you live in New England like me, three awesome shows in order from 6 to 9 p.m. on weekdays are The Incredible Hulk, Knight Rider, and The A-Team. So if you happen to dislike TV shows today, or if you've grown tired of watching sports, it's a really good time to check out Retro Television Network. Thank you for the memories, RTV, and long live the nostalgic old television.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's all the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Anonymous has got its own back. Mega Upload disappeared yesterday, taken down by the feds. Four people have been arrested, and it's all gone horribly wrong. Not to say the least, Anonymous came back and said, no, we'll have some of that. And the Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA, and the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, and also the US Department of Justice all went down, thanks to a hack from them. Universal's music website was struck as well, and Anonymous claimed responsibility through official Twitter accounts. Oh, man. You want to get control of the internet, America? Doesn't seem like you have. iBooks, textbooks, and authoring came out yesterday thanks to Apple. They had a keynote that I drove the whole way home through. I never saw a damn thing. And we were supposed to publish it on our live channel, but we had a few problems with being caught, basically, I think, with some of it. And that's it. iBooks are out there at $15 a piece, which is phenomenal for some of the books that are out there. There's a 2-gig limit on them, but some of the books that are on the American store are over that already. Apple's taking 30% of that regardless, though. And also, there is an authoring tool that you get through the Mac App Store, which is free, which will allow you to do interaction with your EPUB type book. Don't be fooled though, it's not EPUB. It's a completely different format and it only plays on iOS devices. But it means that all of the books that can come out through the authoring device will be interactive. Jolly, jolly good. iTunes U also got its own program. This is the company's free educational podcast section in iTunes, and its own program will help you publish your own stuff again and do the same kind of thing. Very, very good, but not sure it needed a full press conference, chaps. Apple is also opening a store within Harrods, the vastly overpriced and overinflated and posh people's place to go and shop. Will get its own Apple store. Why? Don't care. Who gives a damn? Google Q4 earnings are out, and they're disappointing. This could be a real bad thing. The recession has even hit the search industry. They're down 10% on their revenue at £5.25 billion for the quarter. Still a good turnover, though, I would have thought. Yeah, that might be helping. And also, Microsoft are stagnating. Their profits have gone as Windows sales fall, and the business is down 6% on last year as a return. Well, they haven't issued a new operating system for a long period of time. They've only got Windows 8 kind of bubbling away. They need to bring that out soon if they want to get profits up. And, of course, Kodak went into full receivership yesterday. Yes, they're gone for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and they're all over and done with. Bad luck, Kodak, but it just goes to show what happens if you're a dinosaur when you don't see the comet coming. Nokia is looking at diversifying. At Mobile World Congress, they may be announcing a tablet. Oh dear. Nokia tablet isn't something that we're really anticipating. They may blow our socks off, of course, though, and it could be absolutely stunning and super gorgeous, but I ain't holding my breath. Mobile World Congress just round the corner, and also Macworld iWorld is round the corner. Next Thursday, Macworld iWorld starts in the Moscone Center in San Francisco. If you can possibly go, go, and if you can't, send your apologies to Paul Kent. Max Payne 3 pre-order period has been extended. Now, previously, you had until January the 15th to do your pre-orders, and then you would get it, but I'm afraid it's been extended to the 2nd of April. The reason being that the launch date is not March 2012 anymore. It's gone back to May, so that's not very good. Bad luck, Rockstar. And proving that the American patent system is absolutely broken to smithereens, Steve Jobs, who's dead, has been awarded a patent for episodic TV on Apple TV. You didn't invent the episode, Steve. You just jumped in and took someone. Why am I talking to a dead man? I'm sorry. Patents in America? Absolutely pointless. And iConvert is out. It's a fabulous little dock for your iPad that you stick in and it charges and it syncs and all that kind of thing. But what it's also got is a little scanner built into it. And you feed a document in, and due to a nice bit of software and jiggery-pokery, it will take any document you shove in the front and scan it directly to your iPad. Wow. Price? It's only $50. That's not bad. I'd buy one of those. And finally, if you're in Canada, particularly in the Vancouver area, and you go out and buy an iPad, do take care, eh? One unlucky customer, Mark Sandu, bought himself a new iPad 2 for his wife for Christmas, but when she opened the box on Christmas Day, all he found in there was a piece of clay. Yes, that's the truth. He went back to the store and complained, and they thought he was pulling a bit of a scam, but then they realised that actually they'd been done 10 times before. People apparently buy the iPad, go outside, swap it over for a piece of clay, walk back in and say, oh, I've just bought this and I've had second thoughts, I don't want it, and they give it back and get a full refund and it just goes back on the shelf. Do be careful. The other good trick is when you buy a 4GB iPod Nano, you open it up and look inside and you've only got a 1GB one. The reason being that you can't tell the two particularly apart. So do be careful when buying stuff, even from the Apple Store. Maybe, who knows? If you've got a story known also listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again this afternoon. We're going to do something for photo, but I'm not entirely sure what, because Alex Fox is ill and Chris Borsman's not able to come. It's just me on my own. And then we got the Max Show at 3:30, and I'm definitely not on my own for that because we've got Andy Anatko, Don McAllister, Dr. Happy Mac, Yasmaz, and also Chris Borsman. So full as planned. Only problem being, I haven't got a Mac MacBook Pro for the fifth time because the drive's crapped out this morning. Oh dear. I'll survive. Have a good day. Probably better than mine. Thanks for listening.
Opposition to the Stop Online Piracy Act in the House and its companion bill in the Senate, the Protect IP Act, finally began making headlines on TV news programs this week. The bills drew high-profile coverage on all of the major networks, thanks to the participation of thousands of websites in a well-publicized protest and the blackout on Wednesday of some well-known sites, including Wikipedia and Reddit. Supporters of the bills, movie studios and record labels, say legislation is needed to protect the industry from online piracy. Opponents, internet companies, tech experts, public interest groups, and ordinary users, say the bill will do little to stop piracy, but will cause great harm to the freewheeling nature of the internet that has been the one bright spot in an otherwise dismal economy. The bills allow for any site accused of containing a single page with copyrighted material to be shut down without due process. Many websites would not survive the ensuing legal battle with deep-pocketed movie and record companies.
This industry is hiring, it is innovating, and it is doing the things that will get this economy in America going again. And yet we have legislation that threatens to stop that.
Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian spoke at a protest in front of the offices of Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand in New York City. Both senators support the bill. The protest was organized by New York Tech Meetup. Hollywood lobbyists showered lawmakers with $94 million last year, Ohanian said. That's the kind of money that both Democrats and Republicans can agree on.
This has become an issue that's much bigger than just saving the internet now. This is a fight to save democracy. It is a fight to show that our elected officials are beholden to the electorate, not to lobbyists.
Yeah! Although the media often depict the fight about SOPA and PIPA as a clash of the titans, Hollywood versus Silicon Valley, Ohanian pointed out that a crowd of more than 2,000 was assembled in New York. The fight is for the future of all people working and using the internet. The protests, op-eds, petitions, and social media blitzes have begun to take effect. The House vote on SOPA has been postponed, and the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said that he was willing to eliminate a provision from PIPA that allows for blocking domain names of websites. Republican members of the committee wrote to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid that the bill's procedure through the Senate should be slowed for both substantive and procedural reasons. Several lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have switched their stance on the bills and now oppose them. The push against the bills will continue. The Senate is due to vote on PIPA on January 24th.
When Merrill Gordon reported on the GOP presidential debate hosted by ABC earlier this month, she knew that men would dominate at the podium, but she was shocked to see the overwhelming number of men in the press corps. Gordon, who directs the magazine writing program at New York University, covered her first presidential election in 1972 and says she was often the only woman on the trail. Decades later, she thought the makeup of the campaign press corps would have evolved to include an equal number of female reporters. ABC told Gordon that only about 25% of the reporters covering the recent debate were women.
I remember fighting so hard to get into a lot of rooms when I was younger. I was the only woman in the room, and it often felt like I had to fight to make my way there. I don't think people have to fight as hard now as they did then, but I was disappointed. I was really hoping that I would look out into a sea of faces and I would see as many women as men.
Gordon decided to dig a little deeper into the gender imbalance on the campaign trail. Her article on the subject was published last week in the Columbia Journalism Review. She discovered many traditional news outlets, including The Economist, The Atlantic, and Time, put predominantly male staff on the campaign trail. And many new media outlets have followed suit, including The Huffington Post, Politico, and Talking Points Memo.
I was surprised, particularly in the new media area, that balance was so lopsided.
While the press corps skews male, women actually outnumber men at the polls. In the 2008 presidential election, 53% of voters were women. Gordon is uncertain how the gender imbalance among journalists will affect reporting and voters' decisions, but she's worried that more women aren't penning bylines.
So I think that it matters in the kind of questions people ask and the point of view that they take. I mean, it's hard to say X story gets covered and Y story doesn't, but I think overall you really want a range of experiences and backgrounds of journalists on the trail.
To read Gordon's article, visit cjr.org.
All right, lots to talk about tonight regarding some new developments just over the last few hours. And this is big. It started when the feds today shut down Mega Upload, the file sharing service that apparently has more than 150 million registered users and 50 million daily visitors. Now it's accused of taking away $500 million from copyright holders. So the founders and employees of Mega Upload have been charged by a U.S. grand jury with copyright infringement, and at least seven of them have already been arrested. Agents have also served at least 20 search warrants across the globe. Now, in response, the largest attack ever by the hacktivist group Anonymous. They attacked and successfully shut down the sites for the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Copyright Office, Universal Music Group, the Recording Industry Association of America, and the Motion Picture Association of America. Now, you may have heard of some of these Anonymous-related hacks in the past to take down other government websites, but never have they gone after so many at once. So right now I've got Barrett Brown, founder of Project PM, also a man who's worked with Anonymous on various operations. He's in Dallas, Texas right now. Barrett, I just want to confirm first that this is indeed the largest ever attack. Is that right?
It seems to be attack of that nature. There were a number of targets, high-profile targets that were taken down in some instances for quite a while. There were a number of lesser assaults on whitehouse.gov, defense.gov, and a certain French music industry association as well that was taken down. I think it's still down, actually, at the time.
All right. So I know that it was the U.S. Department of Justice that actually announced this retaliation, I guess, against Mega Upload. And then you guys went after U.S. Justice Department. Talk to me about why you picked some of the other websites. I think I have a hunch that it might have to do with SOPA and PIPA. And then also, what can we expect next? I've been keeping my eyes here on WhiteHouse.gov, but what's on the horizon here?
Well, these DDoS attacks are all being perpetrated under the banner of off Mega Upload. And so from that, you can sort of see the extent to which this was prompted. These reactions were prompted by Mega Upload going down. And about 7 minutes, within 70 minutes of off Mega Upload's raid and new status having been announced, Anonymous put out a press release and had already taken down justice.gov and then a few others. So obviously this it couldn't have come at a worse time in terms of the government's standpoint. They could not have chosen a worse time to take down Mega Upload, coming as this is the day after all these websites blacked out in protest of SOPA. And this, obviously, the Mega Upload issue definitely falls into that under other issues. So now, in addition to everything that was planned in terms of attacks and chaos for today. Several effective operations, you know, were done under the banner of Operation Mega Upload. Now, in the meantime, over at my group, Project PM, which includes some Anons and some others, we launched, likewise, as Russia Today reported earlier today, and as Washington Post is about to report, another operation called Operation Donkey Punch. This is predicated on the idea that here we have, we've had a number of congressmen switch their votes in a period of 24 hours based on the blackout, you know, participated in by Reddit and others, while also these Democratic congressmen who are still planning to vote yes on SOPA and support it. And the reasoning from their standpoint is that, you know, they're not going to get any retaliation. There's so many of them, it'll go under the radar. They'll be able to support SOPA, keep getting their money from their donors in that industry, and move on with their lives. No, we seek to change that.
Now, I should fill our viewers in. First of all, that's a very interesting name for your operation. I won't say it again. But just for our viewers, I want to fill them in just in case they have been sleeping this week. SOPA and PIPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act proposed in the House and the Protect IP Act proposed in the Senate. As you mentioned, a major change in many lawmakers who were once for it, now coming out against it, especially after some of these blackouts yesterday by the websites, including Wikipedia. Google had a symbolic blackout. But apparently, Barrett, the government didn't need SOPA and PIPA to make these arrests today. So I'm wondering what you think. I mean, where does this battle go from here?
Well, I think what it illustrates is that even without SOPA having been passed yet, the federal government always had tremendous powers to do some of the things that they want to do. So even without, this is what can occur without SOPA being passed. Imagine what will occur after SOPA is passed and PIPA and other things of that nature. I mean, they're not giving up on this. This is a war they plan on fighting, you know, to the end, and so do we. So we can expect a great deal of havoc of the sort we see today. We're going to see it in a stepped-up fashion. We're going to see more people learning how to use the LOIC tool that's used in taking down websites.
That's what I was going to say, Barrett. I mean, what does it mean when you say this will not end until you succeed? I mean, obviously you succeeded momentarily, or Anonymous succeeded momentarily in shutting down some of these websites, but, you know, they're back up right now. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, this is a long effort. A victory will look like this. There will not be any more bills floating around the Senate with the intent of doing these things. There will be, in fact, new bills put in by the few sort of technocratic members of the Congress that will specifically seek to stop these sorts of things. And it's not going to end for a while, this process, by which, I mean, it's going to be impossible for us within just a few weeks or a few days to prevent any more of these bills to go forward and to prevent things like Mega Upload from being raided. But we can get to that point, and it's a number of steps. And the first step is showing people that are lobbyists, that are congressmen, et cetera, that it's not going to be practical to be on their side, because in the long term, this is the winning side, ours.
Now, I want to ask you, I mean, I know you haven't said whether or not you've participated in today's attacks. Give you the opportunity to say that if you want. But even showing your face on here, Barrett, I mean, what happened today is certainly illegal. Why are you willing to show your face? Why are you willing to come out and talk about this and affiliate yourself with what's going on here?
Well, my name's been openly used since my Project PM days early on, before I got involved in Anonymous, and I've remained, you know, if I don't care about the rules of America, you can imagine how much I will care about the rules of Anonymous. You know, so I go with my face. Also, I'm more useful as a name fag than I am just as another person with his name hidden.
Have you been approached by the government at all?
I have approached some of them.
Oh, interesting.
And they have never come to talk to me. They had been with the Pentagon investigation that you guys reported on that was in reference to something I had kicked off against them, and they never came and talked to me. No one talks to them. I'm a very lonely person.
Interesting. So I guess just finally, you know, Barrett, what should we be watching for here? What should we expect to happen next from the angle of Anonymous? You know, what are they going to do next? I see whitehouse.gov is still up. Do you think that is going to be successfully taken down tonight?
If Anonymous is smart at this point, they'll see what's worked in the past few days, because it wasn't just Reddit and all them going down that prompted so many of these this massive switch in people who are supporting SOPA in the Senate and the House. It was also, you know, just another minor grassroots techniques. And as we go forward, we're going to keep finding out which of these techniques has the most bang for your buck value. And so as we refine our methodology and as we split into small groups that can work together better and more efficiently, there's going to be so many things going on that it's going to be impossible to assess.
All right. We do hope you keep us posted on what's going on. RT.com is certainly reporting on the very latest in all of this. It was big news today. Once again, the biggest hacking attempt, takedown by Anonymous in its history. Founder of Project PM, Barrett Brown. Thanks so much.
No clue what we're all about. Hey, America, what you say? Let's throw the bombs out. Let's throw the bombs out. Well, you've been playing both sides against the middle class, flying in your private jets and burning that gas. Off to Copenhagen while the future of the country's in doubt. Hey, America, what you say? Throw the bombs out. Blow the bombs out. Yeah, start all over again. Cut up that congressional credit card. My wallet's not an ATM. Obama's tax man cheats on his own taxes. Congress won't read the bill, but insists that it passes. Let's see those shovel-ready jobs. My doctor's gonna need one now. Hey, America, what you say? Let's throw the bombs out.
Tonight, with a tale of two speeches, both from the same man, both from President Obama. One speech that could have been billed as a ballad to the Constitution, a proclamation of American values, a repudiation of the lawless behavior of the last presidential administration, and another speech announcing a radical new claim of presidential power that is not afforded by the Constitution and that has never been attempted in American history, even by George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Remarkably, President Obama today made both of those speeches simultaneously. Standing inside the National Archives in front of the actual original Constitution, President Obama delivered a blistering critique of the Bush administration, in which he called their actions and their legacy literally a mess.
Our government made a series of hasty decisions. Poorly planned, haphazard approach. Too often, we set those principles aside as luxuries that we could no longer afford. Our government made decisions based on fear rather than foresight. The decisions that were made over the last 8 years established an ad hoc legal approach for fighting terrorism that was neither effective nor sustainable.
An ad hoc legal approach for fighting terrorism that was neither effective nor sustainable. Ouch. Then, moments later, he announced his own ad hoc legal approach for fighting terrorism. President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Doesn't sound that bad, right? Prolonged detention. Did you ever see the movie Minority Report? It was based on a Philip K. Dick short story. It came out in 2002. It starred Tom Cruise, remember? He played a police officer in something called the Department of Pre-Crime. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
Mr. Marks.
By mandate of the District of Columbia Pre-Crime Division, I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubinos. Take place today, April 22nd, at 0800 hours, 4 minutes.
No, they didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything, but you're gonna. Future murder. Creepy, right? Putting somebody in jail, not for what they've done, but for what you're very sure they're going to do?
There may be a number of people who cannot be prosecuted for past crimes. In some cases, because evidence may be tainted. But who nonetheless pose a threat to the security of the United States.
We're not prosecuting them for past crimes, but we need to keep them in prison because of our expectation of their future crimes.
Al-Qaeda terrorists and their affiliates are at war with the United States, and those that we capture, like other prisoners of war, must be prevented from attacking us again.
Prevented. We will incarcerate people preventively. Preventive incarceration. Indefinite detention without trial. That's what this is. That's what President Obama proposed today, if you strip away the euphemisms. One civil liberties advocate told the New York Times today, quote, "We've known this was on the horizon for many years, but we were able to hold it off with George Bush. The idea that we might find ourselves fighting with the Obama administration over these powers is really stunning." And it is stunning, particularly to hear President Obama claim the power to keep people in prison indefinitely with no charges against them, no conviction, no sentence, just imprisonment. It's particularly stunning to hear him make that claim in the middle of a speech that was all about the rule of law.
But we must do so with an abiding confidence in the rule of law. Our government was defending positions that undermine the rule of law to ensure that they are in line with the rule of law.
How can a president speak the kind of poetry that President Obama does about the rule of law and call for the power to indefinitely, preventively imprison people because they might commit crimes in the future? How can those two things coexist in the same man, even in the same speech? Well, that brings us to the self-consciously awkward, embarrassing part of this speech today. After condemning the Bush administration for what he called their ad hoc legal strategy, for trying to make things seem legal that patently weren't, this is what President Obama proposed.
My administration has begun to reshape the standards that apply to ensure that they are in line with the rule of law. We must have clear, defensible, and lawful standards for those who fall into this category. We must have a thorough process of periodic review so that any prolonged detention is carefully evaluated and justified. Our goal is to construct a legitimate legal framework for the remaining Guantanamo detainees that cannot be transferred. Our goal is not to avoid a legitimate legal framework. In our constitutional system, prolonged detention should not be the decision of any one man. If and when we determine that the United States must hold individuals to keep them from carrying out an act of war, we will do so within a system that involves judicial and congressional oversight. And so going forward, my administration will work with Congress to develop an appropriate legal regime so that our efforts are consistent with our values and our Constitution.
You'll construct a legal regime to make indefinite detention legal. You will, what does he say? Develop an appropriate legal regime so you can construct a whole new system outside the courts, even outside the military commissions, so that you can indefinitely imprison people without charges. And you'll build that system from scratch. What's that somebody said about ad hoc legal strategies? Just for context here, in the United Kingdom, where there isn't even a Bill of Rights, there's been a major debate about whether people can be held in preventive detention. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair wanted 3 months to be the outer limit for how long anyone could be held. There was a big political fight about it. Parliament ended up limiting that power to 28 days. 28 days is still the longest period of preventive detention that's allowed under law in any comparable democracy anywhere in the world. How long would President Obama's proposed preventive indefinite detention last? Well, he's not saying yet, but here's how he defines the threat that he says makes indefinite detention necessary.
Right now, in distant training camps and in crowded cities, there are people plotting to take American lives. That will be the case a year from now, 5 years from now, and in all probability, 10 years from now.
10 years from now. So you could get arrested today and locked up without a trial, without being convicted, without being sentenced for, say, 10 years until the threat of your future criminal behavior passes. Prolonged detention, he's calling it. This is a beautiful speech from President Obama today with patriotic, moving, even poetic language about the rule of law and the Constitution, and one of the most radical proposals for defying the Constitution that we have ever heard made to the American people.
Welcome to Patriot Network TV. We want to talk real quickly today about immigration. The U.S. federal government has entered into a lawsuit against the state of Arizona. In other words, the U.S. federal government, led by President Obama and Attorney General Holder, instead of siding with U.S. citizens, have sided their brief with the country of Mexico. On one side, we have the citizens of the state of Arizona, including great Americans like Sheriff Paul Babeau, who is being threatened by cartel, by the Mexican drug cartel, with execution. That's who's on one side of this. On the other side is Obama, Holder, and Mexico. The President of the United States, in a move that is absolutely without precedent in the history of our nation, has sided with a foreign government against the U.S. state. Let that sink in. In the filing of briefs, Mexico has filed an amicus curiae, a friend of the court brief, claiming that the Arizona statute is racist and unconstitutional and yada, yada, yada. But what's most alarming and upsetting to me is that the country, the United States of America, their chief duties are what? First and foremost, protect the citizens of America from foreign criminal invaders. And instead of doing that, they are suing us. I take this personally. SB 1070 is taken in large part from 8 U.S.C. 1304 CD&E. If you go to the U.S. Code, if you go to 8 U.S. Code 1304 and look at paragraphs C, D, E, and F, you'll find the majority of SB 1070 right there. It's federal law. It's been federal law since 1940 for attempting to enforce the federal law, which the U.S. federal government has refused to do. We are being sued by the U.S. federal government. Mr. Obama is on the side of the Mexican drug cartels, the human traffickers, the kidnappers, and the drug criminals from Mexico, Central, and South America. That's whose side he has taken against the good, decent, law-abiding citizens of the state of Arizona. Sheriff Babeau is in a position where he has been threatened. He has been informed by the DEA, the Border Patrol, ATF, and other intelligence-gathering law enforcement agencies that there are credible threats against his life. He's been marked for assassination by the Mexican drug cartels. And President Obama, instead of saying, look, I'm the chief law enforcement officer, I'm the chief executive officer, Mr. Holder, instead of saying, I'm the chief law enforcement officer in America, and I will not let foreign countries' drug cartels threaten my sheriffs. I won't have this. By God, this won't stand. Instead of saying that, they're suing me for saying, I want the federal law enforced. If you're not mad about this, you're just not paying attention. If you are listening to this video, and I hope people in faraway places like, say, New York, Vermont, and Maine are listening, because if you're listening, I want you to understand this is as much an attack on you as it is on the citizens of Arizona. Go online, get a copy of SB 1070, read it. There is nothing in that law that is racist or sexist or anything else. It is a law that says, per 8 U.S.C. 1304, paragraphs C, D, E, and F, that if you are a foreign national legally in the United States, you must always have your identification with you. And if in the course of a regular stop, a traffic stop, a criminal investigation, whatever it is, if in that process we ask someone, show us your identification, and that identification doesn't indicate that you are legally in the United States, we can process you to get you out of the United States. Fully one-third of the prisoners in Arizona prisons are felons from Mexico. Let that sink in. One-third of the cost of our prisons is foreign felons because the U.S. federal government won't do their job. For the first time in the history of this country, the President of the United States has taken the side of the drug cartels against the law-abiding citizens of a state. I'm begging you, America, come to our aid. Think this through. You're next. If you don't stand up and fight, when they came for the Jews, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. When they came for the Poles, I didn't say anything, I wasn't a Pole. When they finally came for the doctors and I screamed out for help, there was no one left to scream to. Stand up and fight now. That's the message.
All right, guys, it's time for a special edition of our Tool Time Award. Not only do we have three winners today, but they're all Washington Power players that are backing Sofa and Pippa, Lamar Smith, Harry Reid, and Chris Dodd. They've all seen plenty of time on Capitol Hill, and they are all very familiar with the process of pushing bills through Congress, and they're using that power. So let's start with perhaps the worst offender, who is Lamar Smith. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's been on board with SOPA from the very beginning. In fact, he wrote SOPA, and he is the chief sponsor. But this isn't his first time to the censorship rodeo. He's also been linked to the past efforts to create similar legislation, like 2008 Protect IP Act, which he co-sponsored, and there's even more. He also supported the 2010 Internet Investment Innovation and Competition Preservation Act, which would have stopped the FCC from enacting net neutrality regulations. And despite the Judiciary Committee's utter lack of understanding of copyright infringement when they debated this bill back in December, Lamar Smith is dismissing this entire blackout across the web today. He called it a publicity stunt and then went on to say, "It is ironic that a website dedicated to providing information is spreading misinformation about SOPA. This publicity stunt does a disservice to its users by promoting fear instead of facts. Perhaps during the internet blackout, internet users can look elsewhere for an accurate definition of online piracy." And you know, it is ironic that these men that are elected into office by the people choose to simply dismiss outcry from those same people who gave them their job. I'm sorry, but I thought that elected officials were supposed to have an ear to the voters, not to the entertainment industry who just gives them the big bucks. But oh yeah, that's how our political system works these days. You pay to play. So perhaps we should follow the money trail to remind us why this Texas conservative is so adamant about this bill. According to Open Secrets, Smith's top campaign donations came from the TV and cable industry. About 10% of his campaign donations between 2009 and 2011 came from TV and cable, totaling over $130,000. TV and cable contributed another $88,000 just to his reelection campaign, with cable provider Clear Channel dropping $23,000 so far. So just more proof that money is the be-all and end-all when it comes to what happens on Capitol Hill. But he's not the only one that's influenced by the Benjamins. Chris Dodd, former lawmaker turned MPAA cheerleader, has now gone against his past vows not to lobby. In 2010, he promised that he would not be taking that trip through Washington's revolving door. But alas, it looks like the money really does change everything. See, now the current CEO of the MPAA is getting paid over $1 million a year. He's speaking out in favor of SOPA. But he's also called today's internet blackout of Silicon Valley's way of resorting to stunts. He said, "It is an irresponsible response and a disservice to people who rely on them for information and who use their services. There's also an abuse of power given the freedoms these companies enjoy in the marketplace today." So irresponsible response and abuse of power? Maybe a lifelong lobbyist would say things like this, but not a former presidential candidate. Now, the right to protest is one of the most fundamental powers given to Americans by way of the Constitution. So what a difference a few years makes. It seems like Dodd has forgotten to even pretend that he actually believes in that document anymore. He's now far more vocal about his disdain for both the right to protest and, it seems, the freedom of speech. But our third offender tonight is actually working the hardest to get the Senate version. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has vowed to get Pippa to reach the floor for a vote sooner rather than later. Yet despite the fact that opponents to the legislation are literally growing by the hour, including co-sponsors of the bill and even the White House, Reid is still fighting to get this thing signed and out of his hair. He's so determined to get legislation that could change the internet as we know it passed that he's willing to use misleading rhetoric on national TV for this cause. See, this past Sunday, he was asked about Protect IP on NBC's Meet the Press. And David Gregory asked him why he's pushing so hard despite the growing outcry. And here's what Harry Reid had to say.
"We're having a very important piece of legislation important to this network right here, IP, and that's of course, dealing with informational, with making sure that we have intellectual property that's protected, and we need to do that. And that's also job saving. So that's what we need to work on, things that create jobs and protect the American economy."
Hey, Harry, we're on to you. You just tried to say this is a job creator. And we've told our viewers time and time again that this bill has nothing to do with jobs. If anything, it's going to hurt more jobs in Silicon Valley, send them elsewhere, and don't forget, that is the area that's growing fastest, than it will rescue jobs in Hollywood. We've told you before, you know why they're hiring fewer people in Hollywood? It's because the numbers prove that the executives are raking in the big bucks with less staff. So But so here we are again, watching a bunch of old politicians that are supposed to be working for us, refusing to listen to the American people, especially those that know what they're talking about when it comes to the internet. So if there's